Okay. Welcome back to episode, what are we up to, 74?
Yeah, 70. No, I think seven. Is this seven?
I don't even know.
I think it's seven.
We recorded, when we first started, we recorded like...
A big, huge chunk. And then we had a little bit of a break, but well, not really. Well, well, I mean, the viewers don't know, or the listeners.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a good, at least, what, 2 months?
No, it hasn't been that long.
Month and a half, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. You were gone in Milwaukee for a while.
I went to 2.5 weeks of Milwaukee time.
I am shocked by that. Why did you do that?
I lived. I
did
can't.
You loved it?
I lived.
Tell me about, how did you live? Why, where, and what? In Milwaukee.
I love
Milwaukee,
it there.
Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the good land.
Okay.
This is America's 16th largest city, one of the most... epically 16th? Racially divided cities in the United States.
Yeah, but similar to Boston, it's probably very segregated, very racist.
Yes, yeah. We talked about it on the Jada podcast, yeah, when she was here.
Oh, that's right.
I loved it. I went, I got an Airbnb. I shopped for a house for my mom.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
I bought that horror house. Yeah. I bought the house.
She bought the house.
My mother is the mother of the house now. And by the way, this is like to be like a Midwesterner, and you want to impress your mom. You want to whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, my mom doesn't care about my record. She doesn't care about being a best-selling author. Yeah. She doesn't watch me on TV, really. She doesn't care. But me buying her a house, she's gonna gag.
Plucked.
Before we went in, I told my realtor, Matt. Well, it's a drag queen, Chanel Devine. She's a realtor. I said, Chanel Devine, just so you know, you might see some emotions today.
Tears.
Like, you know, my mom, she might cry. You know, I don't think she's owned a house like this probably in a long time. And, you know, my mom, God love her, she lives in a trailer in the country,
mm-hmm,
you know, and this could be waterworks today. And he's like, I know, I was talking in the office today that today might be emotional. We walk in, my mom follows me behind me, and I'm like, I got you this house. And my mom goes, it looked bigger in the pictures.
Not good enough. Did you gag?
The great thing about wearing masks the whole time I can hide my emotions,
yeah,
because I looked like that woman from Couples Court, Miss Jackson, when she's like,
you're not very good at concealing your true feelings.
Oh my God.
Did she ever get like a little misty in the eye? No.
After the fact, I think she could tell that I was a little disappointed by the response. So then she was like,
oh no, it's great. Yeah, I love it.
She was
huge.
Like,
wow,
I'm
wonderful.
So grateful that you did this for me. And you I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it's cool. I mean, it's wonderful. But I was also looking at for a place for myself. So I got myself a very small loft in the Milwaukee area too.
Just a casual.
You know, my friends home said, they said, you're so bald, you're buying houses. You're like the Monopoly man.
Yeah. It's like, well, I just wanted to pick up another residence on my way back from the coffee. It was like, what the fuck?
Well, I was originally looking at a place for myself. Mom was like, well, I'm.
Oh, so
I was already looking at condos for myself because I love Milwaukee. And, you know, you and I have a lot of projects coming up that we have to sit and do a lot of writing for.
That's true.
And
writing,
I'm like,
projects.
I need my little zhuzh.
That makes sense. But like, why Milwaukee? Well, I know why, because you're from there. But like,
I love it.
You do. Did they get foliage in the fall?
They get the fall foliage. And it's one of the biggest.
Is it pretty?
And it's one of the fastest growing cities in the country. So
what does that mean?
Houses go on sale there and sell in a day.
Okay.
Because it has five Fortune 500 companies in that little city.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people moving there. A lot of people making a lot of money there. Everything in Milwaukee, every street is like new businesses every other week. It's just growing so fast.
And do you, like, are the real estate prices, like, reasonable? Or are they, how do they compare to LA? Obviously not as much, but
they're a little more reasonable now because of COVID times.
COVID times.
Never COVID times. I was just talking about this today. Isn't it crazy to think we're going to have to tell children someday that this happened? And I'm going to be like, no, we had masks on for 2 years.
Yeah, and it's doesn't have, like, the kind of, I don't know, the interest of, like, a bubonic plague. Do you know what I mean? I feel
it's
like
not
it's
as
kind of
chic.
No, I mean it's not as like terrifying. It's, I mean, 240,000 people have died, so it's not good.
Yeah.
But like
it depends what news channel you watch, honestly.
True. Yeah. That's true. But like it doesn't have the or like the intrigue or the drama of like, you know, a real good kind of like Spanish flu. I don't know.
What were you up to for the 2.5 weeks I was gone?
Music. Videos.
That's
baby.
Right.
Music videos. Yes.
Vampire Fitness comes
musician,
out Friday.
Musician. 2 days from now, I'm a musician.
How do you feel about it?
I actually feel really good about it. I really like it. It's like,
fucking cool, dude.
It's, yeah. It's like different. It's a different kind of sensation to release something that I actually really like. No, I mean, like,
I'm talking about my shit storm.
Yeah. No, like, the in terms of like a solo project, that's 100% like a vanity project. Do you know what I mean? Like, it, nobody commissioned it. Nobody asked for it. I just wanted to do it. But usually when I do something like that, it turns out very sideways. But this is like, I actually am really into it. I'm into it. I'm
yeah. Into it. And I think anybody in our position is making music, become comfortable with the fact that you might never see a dollar from it and just be proud of what you're making.
Oh, absolutely. If I wanted to make money, I'd go work at the TJ Maxx.
Well, that's a stringent hiring process and they do do a background check. So they're going to find out about Jennifer with the G. It's going to be all over.
Poor Jennifer. She met an end that she did not deserve. Stuffed down the trash the fucking trash chute.
The trash chute.
But she was so heavy though. So heavy. You got to get rid
of her.
What's
her winter weight?
24 pounds.
That's of poundable pussy.
Yeah, 24 pounds of fuck meat or whatever they say. It's so disgusting. So disgusting.
I just want someone to talk to me like that though. I want a guy to talk to me the way that the salespeople talk on sex toys.
Oh my God.
I wish I was only 24 pounds of fuckable bun. Yeah.
24 pounds of poundable pussy action or something. I mean, it's like a, it's like a car commercial. You know what I mean? It's like four wheel drive. Blah, blah, blah. It's so funny.
You know what I enjoyed while I was home? Wisconsin has the most wonderful, like locally produced radio ads.
Like Jennifer convertibles or whatever.
So like, oh, wow. Come on down to the color box in a Schwabenau, Wisconsin, doing half off cutting colors. If you call now, like,
wow.
Just the most.
Do they
like,
really talk like that?
Yes, 100%.
Minnesota and Minneapolis. Wait, so Wisconsin and Minnesota are
They're the same thing to the world. Yes. No,
are they really? Like, what's the difference?
So Minnesota is to the left and just to the right of it is Wisconsin. So they're side by side. And I'll have you know that Wisconsin turned blue again last week. So that was lovely to be home. I closed on my condo. And I spent my first night there, and I woke up to the news of Wisconsin being blue. And
did you teabag the television screen?
I cried.
Did you really?
I sure did.
Oh, good for you.
You know, my first time voting was in 2008 for Obama.
Obama.
And I lived in the dorms. So voting and having Obama win while you live in the dorms was so exciting.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was all
communal feeling.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black men.
Yes, and so it was fun to, and now you better believe I'm going to vote in Wisconsin because I have a residence there.
Oh,
you can't take
my
me.
God.
They don't need my gay vote.
Can
in
you
West
double
Hollywood.
Dip?
You can't.
Felony. Felony. Yeah.
Well, you have. My mom, I said, I will do voter fraud because she didn't vote this year. I said, listen.
Okay.
Next time I'm coming over your house, I'm taking that geriatric hand and I'm signing the papers, Mary.
You could just like put on a wig, get on that rascal and go down to the little ballot box and say, I am Mrs. Mattel.
100%.
What is her name?
Val.
Val. Oh, I love that.
She's Val and she's unimpressed.
Val. She. Not moved to tears by you buying her a dream house.
Not at all. It's fine. It makes perfect sense.
It does make sense.
It would have been, thinking about it, I'm like, what if she would have reacted big? That would have been so inconsistent.
Yeah. What would bring her to tears? Like a nice,
A death in the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something light.
No, I mean like tears of like joy.
Well, she didn't cry at the house showing, so then I killed my brother. Yeah. I made her watch.
Yeah, I'm going to juice some tears out of that face
100%.
One way or another.
No, but it was cool. It was cool to be able to, you know, not to be gay, but like my aunt, my mom, they all can live in a house and they can have an extremely affordable, like, you know.
It's like the real world slumlord edition. That would be great if you became like, it just like inch by inch, little by little every year,
you
just more and more ruthless.
You should have seen their faces when I said, this has to have a good resale value though, so you can't smoke in the house. Bitch, they looked like, why would we live here? We can't smoke
in
here.
To be honest, that's a fair point. I'm going to take their side on that. Because think about it. Like, I mean, if you're a smoker and you're all in, you know, if you're all in, you don't have any illusions about quitting really in the next 5 years. That's kind of how you live your life.
Yeah.
You know, there was, when we got to Drag Car in New York and they said you can't smoke anywhere, I was like, well, I guess I'm going home. Like, seriously, you know what I mean though? It's like crazy. So I get that. They're going to smoke in the house.
And I did finally, they cannot. Yeah. I also looked straight at them and my mom was like, because I walked in the day after that we showed her the house and I was sitting there and it was like 3, 2, 1. Anyway, mom, remember yesterday when I brought you to the house to look at it and you barely said anything and you said that it looked bigger in pictures? And she goes, what? And I go, I'm going to tell her. She goes, she's like, do you think I wasn't grateful? I said, I already told everyone. I said, I've already put it in the next show. Are you kidding me? That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes of new material.
I mean, it's so funny. And then she, that bitch just makes me laugh. She's one of those whores who...
She's one of those.
My mom isn't taking great care of herself in her life. And she's one of those people that no matter how many times like the doctor is like, you need to do X, Y, Z. She's like, I'm just trying to party.
I just want to party to my baseball.
So the next day I come over, I said, what'd you guys do last night? And she's like, well, your auntie had to sit up with me because we stayed up late and we had some of those drinks. And then I had some spicy sausage and I woke up and I had heartburn and I felt like one of my arms was numb and your aunt had to sit up and watch me. I said,
watch it through a potential heart attack.
I'm like,
how old is she?
She's not old, but in Wisconsin, 30, we're not 30, here for a long time. For good time.
The life expectancy is like, like the 1600s over there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's not as in good shape as Pat. Pat's serving.
She's going to outlive everybody. Everybody.
I want to meet her.
She's great. Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's like, you know, the best thing about her is like if you ever go on a walk or like you're on an errand on foot, she leaves you in the dust.
Oh, she's hitting it.
She hits it and she doesn't look back.
Fierce.
Yeah, you just got to keep up or just get, you know, lost in the shuffle.
That's a little bit you though, too, for sure.
Yeah,
bury
me, yeah. I just like, you know, we'll arrive as a group and then I'll just cut out. And you know, what happens.
Do you believe in like a French exit in that sense?
I just call it exiting. You know, no, seriously. Like,
I don't need to speak French. I'll just leave.
French, Irish, whatever.
That's French people laughing.
I mean, think about this. I don't understand like the people who like make a point to say goodbye to everybody in a party on the way home or like
it's so weird and self-indulgent.
Yeah, that seems like the not rude, but like that seems like the crazier thing to me.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so we're thinking about getting, you know, and each one it's like a whole theatrical production.
I'm heading out.
Yeah, like get out. Who cares? Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go to the door. I'll put one foot in the door. I'll lean back around the corner of the door and go,
and then just, oh, I'm gonna go.
That's more my vibe.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. I did finally get to do something in Wisconsin that was litty. I got to finally hand out Halloween candy at a house.
Okay. All right. So I think I saw your tweet about this and you said it became, you were bored of it in like 5 minutes.
I was like, this is it.
That happens.
This is all led up to this. I wasn't 5 minutes in. I was yelling in the screen door like, you guys tricked me. This sucks. My mom and my aunt having drinks in the kitchen, like, you got it. I'm like, this is horrible.
Did you dress up?
No.
Oh, see, that's kind of the part of the problem.
I wore like a flannel with like an orange beanie, so I was very fall, but I wasn't like serving a costume.
A little cheek stick and
Auntie
a freckle.
Auntie Gooch dressed up.
What'd she dress up as?
Oh, she had this horrifying mask with like a weapon and a black shroud. And when the kids came to the screen door, she like popped out and stared at them.
See, that's what you got to do. That keeps it interesting for you.
So Auntie Gooch would scare them and just go, I love scaring kids.
Yeah.
I love it. So then I'm sitting there handing out the kids, right? The candy. These kids don't dress up, mama.
Oh.
These kids are not dressed up. I'm not kidding. 9 out of 10 children. We're not in a costume.
Yeah, we don't do that. I feel like that's something you don't get the candy unless you get the costume.
This girl said, trick or treat. I said, where's the trick?
Yeah. She said, I'm a whore.
Or they were walking up and not saying trick or treat and just say, they were holding out the bucket and then going, thank you.
Oh, no.
So you think this is a Laffy Taffy soup kitchen, you fucking cunt?
It's just like a kitchen soup or a soup kitchen parade. Just homeless youths. Like,
she pissed me off. So you know what I did? I went inside. I heated up some Campbell's tomato soup. I brought it out and I put a ladle into each bag. I said, this is the kind of treat you're going to get.
Do you want grits or pea soup, ma'am?
I will say, I was kind of tearing out the candy based on the costume.
Yes.
If it's babies, I had like gummies. Like, oh, here's this, whatever. Like a gummy bear, whatever.
Oh, sure. Weed gummies.
Yeah.
Those babies are flying. Edible. Yeah. Now, toddler, only 50 milligrams for that one.
I would love to give a baby an edible. Just see what happens.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they would love it.
I think it would probably be like a good thing.
Well, you know how with marijuana, you have to, it's very the craft. How do you enter with perfect love and perfect trust? Babies wouldn't have any preconceived, like, what's going to happen with the weed?
No, yeah, it just completely just soaks their consciousness naturally.
That
baby
from Ally McBeal, the dancing baby?
Yeah, 50 weed. Milligrams.
50 milligrams, 50 cc's of Mary J.
Yeah, they'd just go from baby to toddler. to skip those terrible twos.
It was a lot of costumes that were like a Mickey hoodie. I'm like, that is not a costume.
That's a clothing. That's a piece of clothing.
I said, where's the reveals? I want to see lashes. I mean, and I know that, you know.
Paint. Where's the... Give me a ghost. Give me a Dracula. Give me something.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And also, you have to say thank you.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it was so cute when the kids were sometimes like two and the mom's like, what do you say? And they're like, like trying to say, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fun.
And then sometimes the little ones were confused. There was one little girl who walked up, reached into her bucket and gave me candy and left. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Cause if you live in a, it depends on what kind of area you live in, but you could just be like, all right, that'll be a dollar.
Yeah.
Charge for the candy. You know what I mean? Make some money. Turn it into like a for-profit kind of like...
100%.
Yeah. Because you get 150 trick-or-treaters, I'm seeing $300 right there.
100%. Make it a sliding scale. Like if you're dressed good, you get candy. And if you're dressed bad, you owe me money.
Or you dress really well, I'm going to take a 10 out of you because I know you got it.
Dress for the job you want. Now, when you were a kid and you went trick-or-treating, what was the candy you hoped for?
Oh, I didn't really care. I just wanted a lot.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing. I just wanted so much of it because we did pillowcases. You do pillowcases? Oh,
no.
Yeah. We did pillowcases always. Big, long pillowcases. And
no.
I'm talking like...
Like a robber?
20 pounds of candy.
Like you were coming in to take their silver flatware and their heirloom dishes?
Big opening and deep. Big really? And deep, yeah.
And then you walk around over the shoulder of Santa Claus?
Abso-fucking-lutely, yeah. No. Strong thread count. 250 or whatever. And we just fucking just go until we can't go anymore. And I'm just telling you, 20 pounds of candy.
Really? See, I don't even think.
Pounds.
I think people trick or treat less.
Yeah,
I didn't even see that many trick or treaters.
Yeah. It's a dying
COVID
art.
Toms,
yeah. Oh, like, right. It's a dying art.
When I was a kid, trick or treating was lit.
It absolutely was.
I went home with more candy than I got.
All through November.
Like Christmas would come and I'd be like, you got to throw this candy away.
Yep. Absolutely. All through November, guaranteed. Yeah. And I think the thing that I miss about like that suburb vibe is the hot dads.
Well,
the hot dads with their little youngsters.
Oh, because that's how you know that nut is potent and that nut works. You know that nut is going to taste like
that seed is going to flower.
That nut is going to taste like an old boot because you know that it is chlorophyll, DNA, and
chlorophyll.
I'm not a biologist.
This is so gross. I can't believe I'm about to ask this. Do you?
Yeah, whatever it is. Absolutely, sis. Absolutely.
No, I don't know. Did you?
Just ask it.
Do you swallow cum?
Do I swallow cum?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's what I wanted to.
Well, I don't know.
Let me just say.
I mean,
not for everyone.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It has to be the right time.
$10 Calvin
costume. Cum comes into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
I mean, because I know that like gay men loved. I don't know why I pivoted to this. Oh yeah, because the potent dad nut.
Yeah. What about trick or treating made you think about swallowing nut? Oh,
the potent dad nut. Yeah. But like I know that it's a very common kind of fetishized like you know put your nut in my butt kind of thing situation scenario. But
pregnancy.
Seed,
Knock me up.
Knock this pussy up.
Breed me. Breed me, mom.
All I think about, I just think of dogs. I think of purebred chihuahuas.
It's also straight people nut in each other's pussy holes all the time. And they don't say breeding. Are straight girls like breed me? No,
definitely
right?
Not. Definitely not. I don't think, what are they saying? Come in my pussy?
All I'm saying, when I say get this bread, I'm talking about money. I'm not talking about cum. Okay.
I find it so revolting, that expression, breeding. I just think of chihuahuas and like poodles and like stuff like that.
I do think it's a common, I know a lot of gay men who, there's something about a man with children that elevates the sexuality somehow.
Yeah, the virility
somehow.
Of it is very appealing.
Yeah. Kyle, isn't that you? You like guys who have kids.
Is it because you, the lure of the potent dad nut?
They're competent. They can take care of another being. So they're going to take
care of you.
It's
the responsibility effect. So it's like the opposite of the bad boy complex.
100%. Like,
okay. All right. Well,
and at your present weight, you're looking very thin, by the way.
Yeah.
You know that dad already has a baby Bjorn.
Oh yeah, and he could strap me right to the strap me to the front. Yes. Strap me to the front. There was that episode of Veep where that guy, what's his name, Mike, adopted an infant from China, and she was 6 years old, and he had her like on the little baby Bjorn in the front, like all just legs dangling.
6 years
six
old.
6 years old. Yeah.
Like, what do you infant? What do you think about, like, I remember I watched a UK documentary about a woman who still breastfed her kid at like 11, 12, 13.
Mayim Bialik Blossom did that too.
What's into that?
Well, it's just different, like different understandings of like the attachment thing during like parenting. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, think of it this way though. How fucked up are humans in general? So like,
it's not the worst thing.
It's not the, exactly. It could be worse. Although, I mean, sucking on your mom's titty when you're 13.
Well, what about the adult men who want to drink the milk from the titties?
Oh, that's completely fine. Because that's just a fetish.
And so then when the woman is pregnant, the men drink the milk from the titty? The grown men?
I don't believe that they do.
Wait, who? Like, everything I know about sex, I learned from the movie Precious.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we have reliable data like to base our conclusions
that's
on.
That's all I know about. Oh, we should take a break.
Oh my God, great idea. And we're back.
And we're back.
Oh, it's nice to be back. Okay. So do you ever get like, so you're always doing videos,
mm-hmm.
YouTube. Congratulations on 1 million subscribers, by the way.
Look at the plaque.
Look at the material.
Look at the material.
It certainly is gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it came in the mail. It's twice as big as the silver. Thrilled. Excited. You and I are nominated for a Streamy. We are YouTube excellence.
Oh, yes, we are. Now, what did we get nominated for this time?
We got nominated for Best Show, which is like best picture of YouTube and digital content.
Okay. Now, what do you reckon are the like is the likelihood of us getting?
Not high.
Okay.
Because usually, like, we've been nominated for Best Show twice now and Best Unscripted once. And usually there are, listen, I love us. It really is.
They're
a megalomaniac,
yeah.
A psychopath, yeah. And a green screen.
Oh yeah, and it's, they have like full budge crews and stuff. It's like a full thing.
Yeah,
I mean, not to disparage what, like, you know, it's just apples and oranges. Let's say
100%.
Although no, it's not, because I mean, apples don't get nominated for being oranges. Today, you know what I mean? So I guess it would be what would be the film equivalent? Say like
it's Best Picture,
Avatar versus
The Help,
honey. Okay. I would say Avatar versus, like, you know, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Help.
I just pulled a movie. By the way, you know what? You know how we talk about things we do in the house alone?
Yeah.
My new thing
is. What's your new thing?
And the nominees are. And then listing movies to myself.
Lethal Weapon 3.
And I'm only doing movies that are a good 15 years old. So yeah. I'm like, and the nominees are Memoirs of a Geisha.
That's great.
Babel. Crash.
Harry Potter 2. My God.
So that's my other new
I thing. Like that. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any new?
I have a new rattle. What's my new rattle? I have, it's more Sanskrit. It's more Sanskrit. But I've had to I've had to tone it down because actually I've been approached. I've been approached to kind of not do it anymore. Like if...
You've been encouraged.
I've been encouraged to stop, because for some people, for people who are like religious and devout in that part of the world, it can be very
Sanskrit is
it's a sacred language.
Oh,
it's like it's like me saying, you know, Hail Mary with my titties out. I don't know. It's a similar effect.
Well,
something like
traditionally in religions, they love to say this means this to me, so it has to mean it to everyone.
Yeah, so you got to get on the level. I'm like, well, I don't want to get on that level.
Also, as if you haven't paid your dues as a yogi.
Doesn't even matter. I feel like it doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. I'm going to scream Sanskrit naked in my apartment.
100%.
In any way I like to.
I was telling Kyle, my house guest, I was like, if you thought I was weird when we lived together, living alone, everything's calcified.
Absolutely.
I'm Nell. I'm fucking Nell, girl. I am Tay in the Wind. I'm titties out.
You're now Anne Russell Crowe from Beautiful Mind.
100%.
Absolutely.
Having full conversations. My other favorite one is, babe, like someone's here when no one lives here.
Can you turn that down?
Yeah. Babe. No one's here.
You don't live with anybody. I do call and response too.
What is it?
Like, you know, just act out the scenario with like, I can't believe you did that. Well,
Gerald, we've talked about this, you know.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Look at your behavior the last 3 weeks. I can't even believe where you, yeah, just kind of things like that. But revenge fantasies sometimes.
And the nominees are revenge fantasies.
Lethal Weapon 4.
That's a gig. Whoever gets to be that voice, that's a gig.
That is a good gig. What would be your dream? Wait. So we did a voiceover-ish, like, it's not quite ASMR, but on the album, like a guided meditation.
I listened to the preview the other day.
I really enjoy it. I love doing it, but I also like, I enjoy listening to it, which is shocking because, you know, most people hate the sound of their own voice.
It even calms you, the beast.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, it actually makes me a little emotional.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about that. Why?
Well, I think just that I don't know. I think the tone of it, or I don't know what. And then I think like ripping out your teeth makes me cry. Because it's Let me tell you. We filmed a music video for it in virtual reality. Like it's a 3D kind of whole immersive environment kind of thing. And I spent the whole day with stainless steel pliers in my mouth and fake blood, ripping out teeth. I had a whole collection of teeth. Remember the teeth that people send me through the mail? Yeah. I had them in my mouth. I had them all in my mouth. I was spitting them out. I was yanking on the pliers, like trying to. It was gnarly.
It sounds awful.
It's awful. But just the sensation of having cold, hard metal on your molars or on any tooth. Yeah, it's hammer time.
I love doing music.
Yeah.
I hate doing music videos.
I was going to ask you because it's...
I hate doing music
videos. Yeah. But I can't figure
it's
out...
It's so much work.
It is, but is it better or worse than a TV show? Filming a TV show or filming a movie?
Oh, I love doing anything television related.
Okay. Really?
Music videos are so much work.
Because it's just so long
so
days.
So much money.
Well, that, but yeah. But the process is not very enjoyable.
Music videos? Yeah. I don't think it is. Like video games, which is nice and short, turned out beautiful.
Beautiful.
Even that was a short day. I still was like,
yeah.
Yellow Cloud, which was a big production, puppets.
Did you do one day?
Yeah.
One day.
Like, wears me out, dude. Yeah. And I don't know why. Something. I love making the songs. I love playing them. But when it comes to a video, to me, it's a... It's a means to an end because, you know, I love our managers and they're like, you know, if you want people to hear your music, you got to give them something to look at, which I know makes perfect sense.
Look at
and
these legs, the music's, look at the legs.
When the music video's out, I love it. But the process of making it is so hard. But you know what? This is an industry where I constantly battle with things I don't want to do.
Yeah. But I think that's any industry.
I didn't want to do this today.
I don't want to do this right now. It's such a weird thing because it's like, I agree 100%. I want the video. I love the video. I love the song.
Love it.
Love it. Love that it's there. Mm-hmm. Love that it's going to be there.
But like knowing the night before, like it's tomorrow. I got to be in a wig by 9 a.m. pretending to sing my own music. Like
over and over and over.
And you know what else it is? When I hear other people's music that inspires me, that makes me want to lip sync, I get to feel it. And when I made the song, I don't feel it as hard.
Yeah.
Because other, like a woman's voice and like something fun to lip sync to, it buoys me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this because this is something I had a hard time with. So a male voice in a female presentation,
mm-hmm.
the dissonance between that is.
You think you have a male voice?
I'm talking hypothetically. I wish I had a female voice like Tatiana.
Oh, yeah. I know.
She can drop right into that female, like, unclockable audio register.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You need to do, like, the Felicity Huffman Transamerica tapes. This is that you can train.
Yeah. Oh,
you can train it, but I mean,
but I'm
38. 8.
No, I don't. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And burned down. But like, I'm not even talking about like, that's not the desire even. It's like saying, say you get like a nice resonant tone in a male voice.
Yes.
But then you have this female presentation in drag. Like, does that ever like weird you out at all?
Well, I think that out of drag, I have a little bit of a gay voice even when I'm singing. And so in drag, a lot of times people's comments are, I like your voice because it sounds like both.
Oh, okay.
Because like I have a deep voice, but when I sing, it's a little bit breathy, a little bit gay. Like when I sing video games, I sing it like a woman sings it, even though I have a male voice. And so I think they're somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. All right. That makes sense
like,
to me.
When I'm not in drag, I don't sing like Trixie sings.
Wait, say that again?
When I'm not in drag, I don't sing the same as like Trixie sings.
Okay.
Because when I'm in drag, it's a lot more like flirty singing. My tongue is out, rolled down the street. A
lot of saliva, wet mucus.
I'm jerking my pussy.
Yeah, wet,
I got
wet.
Three fingers shoved up my hole, my front hole, my front butt.
Oh.
Let's take a break.
Wow, okay. Hey, listen, we're standing by. Call in.
Yeah, this is episode, I think, 7?
7. Oh, yeah. How about this?
We're a new podcast, and since we started, we already broke top 10 Apple podcasts.
Is that out of all of the podcasts?
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was out of all of them. Number one is Michelle Obama. And let me just say this, bitch, you better watch your back.
Becoming, mama, becoming, we're coming for you.
I'm unbecoming. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty incredible. But also, I mean, I would say a testament to the rabidity
yes.
of our fans.
It doesn't have to do with us being funny, good, or smart.
No, it's the fans being engaged to such an insane level that they'll just fucking... Yeah.
And let me just address this. I love that some of the number one comments are, I wish there was video.
No, you don't.
Let me tell you.
We do 2 or 3, 4. How many shows we do with video?
I'm on YouTube with a new video at least three times a week.
Oh, 3 times a
Between,
week.
Between Netflix and Trixie Cosmetics.
Yeah, you're not hurting for videos.
you're not
hurting for videos. But that's like, I think I just equate it to the same like sentiment as, oh, I wish this was longer. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No.
And also, if you want a podcast that you can watch, that's a video.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah, and we do those too.
We
do sure them together do. Even. Yeah.
But if you guys would ever, maybe we would someday do something where we film us for like a special moment. But
just the waist down.
And nude.
Actually, that would be really fun.
Just legs?
Just legs.
Colonoscopy.
Just legs and then maybe like a googly eye. You know what I mean? We'll kind of... We can customize the feet or we'll talk
about it. I want to wear a Swarovski stone on my pisslet.
No, not cry. No, just legs.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyway. No gluten. Have you had a favorite episode so far of the ones we've done? Just a little check-in.
Well, I haven't gotten around to listen to them yet.
Really?
I'm just kidding. No, I liked which is my favorite? The Wesley Woods one's really good.
The kimchi one make me... Dirty Ted and Stephanie
great.
Crack my
yeah,
shit
oh,
up.
Dirty Ted and Stephanie's probably, yeah. Kimchi was fantastic. Fina was great. Fina had a really soothing voice.
Definitely.
Really. Like almost so fantastic. And then, I don't know.
I really like the podcast. I like doing it.
I do too. And
if you guys would like us to keep doing it,
yeah.
Please share, listen, comment, rate, subscribe.
Yeah. Tell a friend.
For
write
some
a letter.
Reason on iTunes, if you comment and like it, it goes up
the what? When do we start making money?
Yeah. Can I get a dollar, please? Can I have a dollar? Yeah. And if you have any guests you want us to have, that would be something I'd be interested in.
I know that they do. I know that they do. Please comment like with your, you know, if somebody outside of the realm of Drag Race who's like a notable in the beauty or whatever industry, let us know.
Yeah. Especially on Twitter, tag this celebrity and tag us and maybe we can link up that way because we've already run out of friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, bare bones. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.